Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Yes,
amen. Amen. All the time. Yes, He is. Praise God. Well, the title of the message tonight is Abounding.
Yes.
And Patty kind of confirmed that with our prayer tonight over the praise team. She's talking about let your mercy abound. And I said, thank you, Lord, for that confirmation. So we want to start out again tonight. This is a continuation of the last couple of Wednesday nights with the prophecy that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle for 2018. And it says, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than it is right now to flourish, for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word. And I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf, even now, and they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to Him, saith the Lord. Amen. Abounding. God wants us to abound. It's part of His plan for 2018. It's His word. It's His will. Amen. And God wants us to abound. Now, this year, now. The definition for abounding is exist in large numbers or amounts. Plentiful. Abundant, numerous, full, overflow. I like those definitions, don't you? And that's what the Lord says is His plan for us for this year. Praise God. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Amen? Okay, and that scripture, did I read it yet? Okay, let's read 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, what I left out. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, I'll get it right in a minute. And the New Living Translation says, and God will generously provide all your need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. So God wants you to have plenty, amen? Because He is a generous God, amen? And He wants you to abound. And He wants you to have enough for all your needs. And He wants you to have overflow so you can be a blessing to other people. Do you want to be a blessing to other people, amen? Hallelujah. Notice that scripture says, always having all sufficiency in all things that you may abound. So God wants you to have abundance. He wants you to have overflow. He wants you to abound in every area of your life. He wants you to have more than enough. Amen? Not just enough, but more than enough. And David said in Psalms 23, my cup runneth over. See, God doesn't just want your cup to be full. He wants your cup to runneth over. Amen. full to overflowing. God's not just enough. He is more than enough. Amen. That's who our God is. That's who our Savior is tonight. That's who our Lord and King is tonight. That's who your Heavenly Father is tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just enough, but more than enough for every area of your life. John 10:10 said, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. There's that word again. Abound, abundantly. Amen. He wants you to abound in life in every area of your life. So we have to have an abundance mentality, not a lack mentality. Amen? But abundance. God has a promised land for you. It's got your name on it. Amen? Hallelujah. A land of plenty for you. That's who our God is. But too many of God's people don't realize that. They don't know it. And most of them think just the opposite. God doesn't want you to have plenty. He doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be abundant. But I don't see that anywhere in the Word of God. Amen. All I see is that He wants to bless you, that He wants you to have good, that He wants you to be prosperous, that He wants you to abound. Amen? Hallelujah. That's who your God is, that you're serving tonight. And we're going to receive what God wants for His people tonight. Amen? Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he's saying to renew your mind. You know, some of us need to renew our mind with the Word of God about prosperity. We need to renew our mind to what God's Word says is ours, that He has provided for us, what His will and what His plan is for His people. We need to get into the Word and say, wait a minute, this is what God says He wants for me. God wants to bless me. God wants to provide all my needs. Amen. Get it in our heads, amen? Renew our minds, washing our minds with the watering of the Word, amen? Replace that lack mentality with the renewed mindset of God wants me blessed, amen? God wants me prosperous. God wants me to have more than enough. He wants my cup to be full to overflowing. God wants me to flourish. God wants me to abound. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God doesn't want you conformed to this world, but He wants you to be transformed to how He sees you, to how what He says belongs to you, to what He says you can have. Amen. Transform your mind from the world's way of thinking. He doesn't want you to be limited with a wrong mindset. See, wrong thinking will limit you. Not because God's limited you, but because you're being limited by your own thinking. Amen. So we have to set our thinking aside. We have to set aside all the things that we have learned as far as the world is concerned, their way of thinking, and we have to go into the Word of God and see what God says. Amen. See what His Word says belongs to us. Don't be limited by a wrong mindset, but be unlimited. Can you be unlimited tonight? Do you want to be unlimited tonight? Let's just take the limits off of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just be free to receive what God's word says is ours. Amen. What belongs to us tonight. Be unlimited by the God who provides all your needs according to His riches in glory. Last time I heard, in glory, the streets are paved with pure gold. Last time I heard, the gates are made of pearl. Amen. My God is not poor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And God can provide our every need. So let's take the limits off. Be unlimited by God who provides all your needs. Hallelujah. Be unlimited by God who has more than enough. Amen. More than enough. Hallelujah. Be unlimited by the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Praise God. Hallelujah. Last time I heard, beef was kind of expensive. Amen. Hallelujah. Be unlimited by our God who is the provider tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got good news for you tonight. You have an advantage. Amen. You have an advantage because you have the favor of God. Amen. You're special. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're special tonight. You've got the favor of God. Amen. Psalm 5 and 12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." Praise God. Expect and declare the favor of God in your life. Everywhere you go, everything you do, everybody you come in contact with, I've got the favor of God and the favor of man. Amen? I'm expecting favor today. When I go to the grocery store, I'm expecting the favor of God and the favor of man. Hallelujah. When you go to your job, you're expecting the favor of God and the favor of man. You should be. Hallelujah. Expect to get that job that you don't qualify for. Amen. Expect to get unprecedented deals when you go shopping. Amen. When you get that looking for that new pair of shoes, expect to get a supernatural deal. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect to get that raise. Even though nobody else in the office is getting a raise. Amen. But the favor of God is on you. Yes. Hallelujah. You're different. Amen. Because the favor of God is on your life. Amen. Expect unexpected money to come to you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That one just about choked you out there. Like, I can expect some unexpected money to come to me.
Amen.
Yes, you can. Hallelujah. Are you expecting something bad to happen to you?
No.
That was the right answer, guys. Y'all did real good on that one. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just throw y'all right out of the seats tonight. Amen. So I'm going to say it again. Expect unexpected money to come to you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Expect debt cancellation. Expect bills paid off. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another translation of Psalms 5 and 12 says, "God has crowned you with favor." You've got a crown on your head. You're marked. Amen. You've got a crown of favor on your head. So when the enemy looks at you, he sees that crown of favor.
Amen.
Amen. He sees that crown of favor on your head. And that crown of favor says, you have the right to be blessed. Amen. And that crown of favor says, you have the right to be prosperous. Amen. And that crown of favor says, you have the right to abundance. Yes. And that crown of favor says, you have the right to have overflow. Yes. Amen. I'll say it for you. Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. That crown of favor on your head says you've got the right to flourish. Yes. Amen. That crown on your head says you have the right to abound. Yes. Glory to God. Because you're special. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And what makes you special is because you are serving the King of Kings, yes, and the Lord of Lords, yes, the great I Am, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Well, you might be thinking tonight, then why am I struggling so bad? John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We've got an enemy that is trying to steal from us, trying to destroy, trying to kill, trying to tear down. I heard a Jerry Savelle message recently, and he was talking about when he first went into ministry with Kenneth Copeland. He worked for Kenneth Copeland. And he didn't realize who he worked for at first. He didn't know him. And so he'd come in to work every day, and he'd be fussing and complaining and carrying on about his finances. I mean, his finances were just, he said, I just don't know what's going on. I work myself to the bone all the time, and I just never am able to get ahead. And he'd come into work every day, just a fussing and carrying on in front of Kenneth Copeland. Wouldn't you know? Some of y'all might not know who Kenneth Copeland is, but you don't talk like that around Kenneth Copeland. But he's coming in every day. This is going on for weeks and weeks. Coming in, fussing and complaining about his finances. And then this one day he comes in, fussing and complaining, and he says, what is my problem? And Kenneth Copeland had enough. He said, I'll tell you what your problem is. Your problem is your big mouth. And Jerry got so mad about that. He said, I just stomped out of the room. He said, I'm working around the church all day, and I'm just saying, that's my problem is my big mouth. My problem is my big mouth. Huh, I'll just show him my big problem is my big mouth. And he's just fuming and fussing and carrying on. And then he goes home, and all the way home he's fuming and fussing and carrying on. He gets home, and he said, I'll show him. He, you know, back in the days that he started out with Kenneth Copeland, they had reel-to-reel tape. They didn't have the cassettes, and they didn't have certainly the CDs then, but they had reel-to-reel, and they were huge, round reels with the tape wrapped around them. So he grabs one of his reel-to-reels. He goes out to the road, and he lived at the top of a hill, and he took that reel-to-reel, and he threw it down that hill as hard as he could go, and he's just a-fussing. I'll show him my problem is my big mouth. And that reel-to-reel is just coming unraveled and just all a mess and everything. And as it is going down the road, the Lord spoke to Jerry on the inside. He said, there goes your answer. He said, that's my answer right there that I just threw down the road? Yes, that's your answer. He said, oh, Lord, okay. He gets it. He gets it and he rounds it back up. He said, it's a mess. and he looks at it, and it's the message is the words of your mouth. So he learned a lesson that day. He got a hold of that message, and he got a hunger to learn. Although, you know, sometimes God has to work with us in funny ways, doesn't he, to get our attention. But he's learning, listening and learning about the words of his mouth, the importance of his words. So he's struggling all this time, but then he starts speaking the word. He starts speaking what God's word says about his finances, about prosperity, about God wanting you blessed. Amen? And so he learned not to use his mouth against his finances, but to use his mouth to bring blessings into his life, to bring prosperity into his life, to bring abundance into his life, to bring overflow into his life. Amen? Matthew 12 and 34 says, "For out of the abundance, the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So whatever is in our heart in abundance is going to come out of our mouth. Well, you know, our mouth can work for us or it can work against us. And this is something that we have to work on every day, especially when we get mad. We can just say a whole lot of stuff when we get mad, can't we? We can say a whole lot of negative stuff when we get mad. So whatever is in our minds, our way of thinking, it's going to make its way down to our heart. And whatever is in our heart in abundance is going to come out of our mouth. So I want to renew my mind to what God's word says. I want to get God's word in my mind and change this old wrong way of thinking, wrong mindsets. Amen. And I want to get what God's word says in my heart. And I want to get God's word coming out of my mouth. The word of God. Amen. We can get the word of God to work for us. Even in adversity. That's when we need it the most. Amen. Even when it doesn't look like you're blessed. Even when it doesn't look like you're prospering. Even when it doesn't look like you're flourishing. Even when it doesn't look like you have more than enough. Even when it doesn't look like you're abounding. Amen. Glory to God. I'm taking back what the devil's stolen from me. That's what we all want to do. Take back what the devil has stolen. So one thing I can do is agree with God's word. Amen. Instead of seeing my circumstances, what the devil has stolen from me, and think that that's just the way it's got to be. No, it doesn't just have to be that way. Amen. You can take it back. Amen. You can start speaking what the Word of God says. Praise God. You can get on board with what God's Word says. You can be in agreement with what God's Word says. Amen? And then you can start abounding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is it going to happen overnight? No, it's not going to happen overnight. Because the devil's persistent. So we've got to be that much more persistent. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you ready to take back what the devil has stolen from you? Amen? And I like the way Jim is praying in intercession now. She's praying for us to be restored of what the enemy stolen with interest. With interest. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I've got a prayer confession that you can pray every day over your finances. Prayer for prosperity. And after the service, we can get some copies of this. Somebody can make some copies. We'll have them back there on the audio if you want to get one. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess your word over my finances today. As I do this, I say it with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart, and know that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will do. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that every need is met according to Philippians 4:19. I believe that because I have given tithes and offerings to further your cause, gifts will be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will they pour into my bosom. For with the measure I deal out, it will be measured back to me. Father, you have delivered me out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, I have taken my place as your child. I thank you that you have assured your place as my Father and have made your home in me. You are taking care of me, and even now you are enabling me to walk in love and in wisdom and to walk in the fullness of fellowship with your Son, Jesus. Satan, I bind you from my finances. According to Matthew 18:18, I loose you from your assignment against me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your ministering angels are free to minister for me and bring in the necessary finances. Father, I confess you are a very present help in time of trouble. And you are more than enough. I confess, God, that you are able to make all grace, every favor, and every blessing come to me in abundance, so that I am always, in all circumstances, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Amen. Hallelujah. That is a strong confession, isn't it? Amen. Instead of starting the day out complaining about what you don't have, what you have lack of, you start confessing what the Word of God says belongs to you. Amen. Start confessing that your God is going to provide the finances that you need. You know, my God shall supply all my needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the devil, once he hears that a few times, he's not going to come to you and start whispering to you when you wake up in the morning about your financial situation, because he's going to know, hey, they're fixing to get out the word. They're fixing to tell me what belongs to them. They're fixing to speak the word. And the devil's scared of the word. He don't want to hear the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We back him up. Make him back up, amen, when we speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready to walk in it? Yes. Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Yes. Are you ready to abound? Yes. Amen. Are you ready to not just let whatever will be? That's the world's way of thinking. That's where that song came from, the world's way of thinking. But that's not true. It's not true unless we allow it to be, unless we don't use what the Lord has given us, His Word. Amen. And so we're going to use our mouth as a sword to fight the enemy, to beat him. Amen. Because we are victorious. Because the Lord said that He will cause it. He will cause it us to abound. He will cause us to flourish. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you give God a hand clap of praise tonight? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's just praise the Lord for a minute. Father, we thank You, God. We thank You, Lord, for Your blessings, God. We thank You for Your promises, Lord. We thank You, Lord God, that Your plan is for us to abound. Your plan is for us to prosper. Your plan for us is to flourish, Father God. We thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, that You are the God who is more than enough. You are the God that provides all our needs. You are the God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Hallelujah. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And You are the great I am. And You the mighty God. Hallelujah. The God that goes before us. Hallelujah. And makes a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. All we've got to do is just walk in His Word. And when it doesn't look like it's going to happen, just walk in His Word. Hallelujah. And when it still doesn't look like it's happening, just keep walking in His Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we praise You tonight. We praise You tonight. We praise You tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We abound, Father God. We abound because Your Word says it, Father. We thank You, Father. We receive it and we take it tonight. We take it tonight in Jesus' name. We take hold of it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah, the blood. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Yes. Glory to God. Just plead the blood. Yes. When things are not happening right, when things are going wrong, start pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Start speaking God's Word. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to start using our weapons. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to get our minds renewed to the Word of God. Yeah. Instead of speaking out what the devil's doing, we're going to start speaking out what God's doing. Amen. Because He's moving. He's doing things. Amen. Hallelujah. And He's going to pour out His Spirit in these last days like He's never done it before. He has said that there's going to be revival. Amen. And there's going to be revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be part of that revival. It's the end time revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's moving. He's doing things. He's moving and doing things. Glory to God. He's moving and He's doing things. Glory to God. See, we're going to get that down in our spirit. God is moving and He's doing things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Sometimes you got to just talk yourself free. Amen. Got to just talk yourself happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Got to just rejoice in your God, even when it doesn't look good, even when you don't feel good. Amen. Even when it don't sound good. Right in the face of adversity. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's mighty. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just speak in the Spirit for a few minutes? We take it by faith. We take it by faith. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Can you play that without the music? Just without the, you know, the notes. Yeah, play the music without the music.